The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news. Hello everyone, welcome to this week's show, episode 118 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your returning host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets and Vince.
Yay!
Mr. Short is not here.
He was so embarrassed about last week's show, he decided not to come back.
Yeah, he left the state. He was so embarrassed.
Fucker.
I think he's out of state, I have no idea. He's on vacation again, so.
Must be nice.
How was your week?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll just say the same about mine, but daddy's home, so the show will be better.
Thanks. Thanks, Dick.
It wasn't bad.
You know, it's funny. The editing was great.
The editing was great, yes.
Content was non-existent.
The downloads didn't drop, so.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
You didn't run the people off.
No.
I was worried. But. Let's just get into it. We got a lot to get to this week. Universal's monster movie thing.
Yes.
We know there's Tom Cruise is in The Mummy. I believe it is Russell Crowe is Dr. Jekyll, something like that. Johnny Depp's Invisible Man. We now have our Frankenstein, it looks like. Javier Bardem.
Will be the doctor or the monster?
The monster. I don't know. They said he's in talks to star in Frankenstein. So, I would guess as the monster?
Okay, so it's Universal, so it's not Mary Shelley's vision.
No, this is
the Universal version. Okay.
Yes. So, that's not a bad pick. Another big name. Universal's spending the money. So
maybe they think it's going to do good.
That's true. I think so. We had our first look at the new Pennywise. Alexander Skarsgård. What do you think? I know your wife is all...
She's
happy.
Stephen King fan number one.
Right.
And she showed me a couple days ago, and she's like, he might pull this off.
It looks creepy.
I'm like, well, he's an alien. He's an alien bug anyway, so...
He can do it.
He can do it. Whatever.
But if the story's good, we'll go with it.
Yeah, fuck it.
It's time for Ghostbusters news. Maybe for the last time on the show. Ghostbusters has officially opened, but it has been denied release in China.
I know, I heard that.
China's official censorship guidelines technically prohibit movies that, quote, promote cults or superstition. So the superstition that women can front a movie, apparently, in China is, no, it's the ghost. They don't like ghost movies in China. Right. So that's going to hurt them.
Oh, it's very scary. We cannot watch it.
Apparently, Sony is saying it's going to do a $45 million opening weekend. That's a little high from everything I've seen. Because if you look on Twitter at the Ghostbusters hashtag, it shows theaters empty. Like one or two people in theaters at a time. They have to make back $155 million to break even.
Did you,
So it's gonna bomb.
Did I say anything about the ghost at the end?
No.
Spoiler alert. They shoot it in the junk.
Oh, yeah. You said, yeah.
All the bullshit that they said, like, I just don't want to go see the movie. And then you get an army of motherfuckers, including that faggot Paul Feig, saying, well, you're just a silly misogynist. You know what I mean?
That's a very nice impersonation, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. And then they shoot that fucking thing in the junk, like I said on the show...
Months ago? Yep.
Yeah, it's all going to be crotch shots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. But it is apparently the biggest opening weekend for a Paul Feig and a Melissa McCarthy movie, so... But it's still bombing like hell. Because usually your opening weekend is your pop. That's where you earn a majority of your money back.
Right. Everybody's saying it sucks.
And it's not, I hate women type of people saying it either. It's like Richard Roper from, you know.
Yeah, but Chicago. He's getting attacked now for that.
Yeah, they're fucking going every hand. He's saying, look, the script is weak. The acting's mediocre. It's okay.
Yeah.
But the script is weak. The ending is weak. That it's a weak movie.
Yeah, it's a shitty fucking movie.
And yeah, they've started attacking him, and I'm like, he was on your side. That's one of the better reviews I saw. So.
Still, the reviews on YouTube for it
are brutal.
God damn.
Yeah, it's.
So how much money has it made so far?
We won't know until tomorrow when numbers come out, but they're Sony's saying 44 to 45 million. I would guess actual number probably close to 30.
I bet you it'll come out 40, 45.
Yeah.
It will, but that's not
the real number.
No.
No.
And I bet they inflate it a little bit more. I'd say, "Oh, well, we made $80 million."
No, you didn't. Yeah. So, now let's get to something better than Ghostbusters. And that would be Star Trek. Reviews are out for Star Trek Beyond. Apparently it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. All the reviews I've read are like, this is good. Even if Sulu's now gay. But, yeah. His Holiness J.J. Abrams did come out and say that in the next movie, they will not replace Chekhov. They're going to find a way to write him out of the script. They're not going to recast due to the death of Anton Yelchin. So he's like, in my movies, nobody else will play Chekhov. So I'm glad for that. I mean, I'm sad that the dude died, obviously, but
yeah.
I'm glad that they're going to write it in as something happened. And there's a lot of ways they can go with it. So.
I mean, since it's not really canon to the TV series or whatever.
Yeah. But he did also say that Chris Hemsworth, Thor, will appear in the next movie as Kirk's dad again, reprising his role. So it looks like we're getting time travel. Be careful, JJ.
They're not going after whales again, are they?
It's Star Trek Generations.
Melissa McCarthy's not going to be in the next movie.
It's Generations all over again.
I liked Generations.
I know, I did too. Kirk on a horse, bitches. That's right. Dying on a bridge. Oh, God.
Tied together with Malcolm McDowell.
That's right. Well, I mean, if you're going to tie something together, do it through Alex.
Caligula.
That movie's so bad. The sex can't even save it. I guess that's it for movies, really. TV stuff, Battlefield. The video game.
Yes.
Paramount is going to make a TV series based on it. I am not familiar with the game because I'm not that gigantic of a new gamer.
Why don't they just leave that shit alone?
I don't know. Fox has... Remember we told you there were going to be two X-Men series. You were going to get Legion, and you were going to get Hellfire Club. Hellfire Club has been scrapped. We are going to get an X-Men-based TV series written by the guy that created Burn Notice. A put pilot commitment has been said, so Fox must air at least the pilot, or they owe a shit ton of money to the producers. Let's see. It will follow two ordinary parents who discover their children possess mutant powers, forced to go on the run from a hostile government. The family joins up with an underground network of mutants and must fight to survive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sounds okay. I'm cautiously optimistic. I always hold out hope that something could be good, so... Unless it's Ghostbusters. But, all right, so we're going to get into that. My favorite TV news of the week, Star Wars Rebels. The trailer was released at Star Wars Celebration yesterday.
We are
getting one of my favorite Star Wars characters. Grand Admiral Thrawn from EU, which is now called Star Wars Legends, because they don't technically take place. They are putting him in canon. He is coming into Star Wars Rebels this season as the next, you know, big bad guy. And we are also getting a new in-canon novel written by Timothy Zahn, who did the original Thrawn trilogy back in the early 90s. So, I'm happy about that. Thrawn was one of my favorite EU characters. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. That's about it for TV news. It's been a weird week. Sports news.
Sports?
Yeah.
Monkey ball?
There's a decent one. decent story, and then it all goes straight to shit. So get ready.
Well, I see Cleveland in there, so it must be the shit one.
No. Well, yeah, it is. we'll start with a good one. San Antonio Spurs forward Tim Duncan announced that he will retire after 19 years with the organization. This is the guy that you never heard anything bad about Tim Duncan. He was always the consummate teammate, always a professional. I never heard anything like, oh, he was out at the club, you know, banging strippers. No, you never heard that. So,
white guy?
No, black guy, believe it or not. Caribbean. He was born on one of the islands.
He sure acts like a white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Uncle Tom, motherfucker.
Oh, and now let's get to the horrible fucking sports. Cleveland Browns running back Isaiah Crowell, 23, deleted an image he posted on Instagram showing blood gushing out of an officer's neck.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
As the throat was being slit by, yeah. The Cleveland Police Force head stated that, quote, I will pull Cleveland officers, sheriffs, state troopers out of First Energy Stadium this season if he doesn't make it right. You're a grown-ass man, and you claim you were too emotional and to know it was wrong. Think we'll accept your apology? Kiss my ass. So if something doesn't happen, I don't know what Cleveland Browns are going to do for security this season. But yeah, he wrote an apology saying, I was too emotional over the deaths of insert black name here and insert black name over here.
I'm surprised I haven't fined him for that.
I imagine the NFL will.
Will they? Will they?
I think so, because they're going to have to make it right with the cops. But I'm surprised Cleveland didn't cut his ass. If he was a lower string player on the team, he would have been gone in a heartbeat. But since he's one of their up-and-coming running backs, they think they can use him. They haven't cut him yet, as far as I know. Speaking of more sports bullshit, four multimillionaire black monkey ball players made ESPN allow them to open the ESPYs and let them talk about police brutality.
Oh, yay.
This was Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and the LeBron James. LeBron basically said we all need to come together, but sports athletes should not be afraid to speak out on political issues. And then basically said, you know, how the cops are evil. So, yeah.
You mean like Obama did at those cops' funerals?
Oh.
Is that coming up? Tell me that's coming up.
I don't have it.
But we'll talk about it?
Nobody sent him, but fuck it. We'll talk about it in the listener questions. Because that... No, I'm not going to go off because that motherfucker...
Ooh.
Yep. Welcome back, folks.
I tried to keep it happy.
Yeah, I know you did. You did a good job. It could have went horrible.
Yeah, it could have. Well, the kids were in the room.
I heard.
Yeah.
Next thing I have is members of the WNBA's Minnesota Lynx.
I saw this one, too.
Wore t-shirts with a message, change starts with us, justice and accountability. That was on the front. Accountability is apparently their team mantra. In the back of the shirts featured the names of the people that were, you know, shot by cops because they don't understand not to obey cop orders.
You know, more white people were killed by cops last year than blacks?
Absolutely, but I understand facts. And the bottom of the shirt said Black Lives Matter. Well, four off-duty Minneapolis police officers who were working security at the game elected to leave their post and just leave.
Yeah.
And we're not working security.
No mo.
They elected to leave their post at Target Center in response to the player's stance. So... good on them, you know.
It's gonna
get bad. We've been telling you for months. God damn it,
it's gonna get bad. The race war is here,
and it shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
We'll get to that later. But yeah.
Well, your president,
my president,
keeps sticking his fucking mouth in it.
Yeah. Next thing I have, ESPN. I use air quotes when I say host. Michael Smith said that all NBA players should boycott the Olympics. Due to the police brutality shootings, that they should not represent a country that does not represent them. And I'm like, well, one, where's the equality on the Olympic basketball team? Where's the white folks? If you really want to, if you really want equality, where's the white players? Where's the Asian players? Where's the Mexican players? Where's...
I don't even... care anymore.
But yeah, so
they want to bitch about that and then go to Rio.
Yeah, where they're gonna get, oh, you multimillionaire monkey ball player?
Yeah.
Oh, let me stab you and take all your money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next thing I have, the U.S. and Canadian anti-doping agencies want a complete ban on Russia competing at the Rio Olympics after next week, a report's coming out next week, into the allegations that Russia state-backed doping at the Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014. According to a leaked draft letter seen by Reuters yesterday, yeah, U.S. and Canada don't want just the track and field, because we know track and field's banned for Russia. They want all Russian athletes banned.
If I was Putin, I'd be like, all right, fuck you. We don't need to go to Rio.
If I was Putin, I would own Rio. But, you know, that's me playing Risk in real life.
I want to move to Russia.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Well, you might. Yeah, you might. You might fit in. A little babushka hat.
Hell yeah.
Next thing I have, UFC announced Brock Lesnar has been flagged by USADA for a potential violation stemming from a pre-UFC 200 test. And of course, Mark Hunt came out and said he wants Lesnar's half of the purse. Lesnar should never fight again, this, that. Okay, here's what I found out because I looked into this. One, it was not for roids or growth hormone. Apparently what tested positive was Ativer discus, an inhaler.
Ativer?
Brock has, he suffered years from reactive airway disease. It's a type of asthma. So he's on those little Ativer discs,
yeah.
Those little inhaler discs, when his asthma flares up. He trained in Minnesota, that kicked his asthma up, as seasonal allergies do. And so that's what popped his test. So apparently it's going to be a non-issue, but that's what apparently has made his positive test come out. So yeah, but it wasn't roids, it wasn't growth hormone, nothing like that.
He's got asthma, ban him.
Yeah, he still whooped that big Samoan's ass. So, video game stuff. Do you have the YouTube thing?
I don't have the YouTube thing.
Okay. The Federal Trade Commission?
No.
Oh, I have one you don't. That makes me happy.
Thanks.
The Federal Trade Commission has reached a settlement with Warner Brothers over claims that the publisher failed to disclose that it paid prominent YouTubers for positive coverage on one of its video games.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
The FTC charge stated that Warner Brothers deceived customers by paying thousands of dollars to social media, quote, influencers, including YouTube megastar PewDiePie, to cover Middle Earth, The Shadow of Mordor, without announcing that money had changed hands.
Yeah.
So they reached a settlement, and now anytime that, you know, any of these YouTubers are get money, they have to disclose it.
And you wonder why he's so rich.
Yep. But
PewDiePie is the... he makes more money than anyone else on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. By a lot. So
because, you know, they pay him a ton of money.
Yeah. What you got there, sir? You got anything good?
Star Wars Battlefront. Today, this weekend.
Yep.
You log in, you get 5,000 credits.
Ooh.
And you get to try all the heroes this weekend.
Ooh.
For free.
For free.
Yay! Which is kind of cool. I made the boy log in before I left, because I want the credits. The new...
well, like back in the day, it was kids work the fields. Nowadays, yeah. It's, hey, log in so I can get some fucking credits
yeah.
for the Star Wars game.
He's working, all right.
I bet fucker. He is. He's grinding.
He's goddamn right. He's making daddy money. The mini NES, my wife showed this to me the other day. $60?
Yes. I have the list of games here.
30 games. I'm not going to go through them all.
The big ones are...
Donkey Kong.
Castlevania. Your Donkey Kongs. Double Dragon 2. Dr. Mario. Excitebike. Ghost and Goblins.
Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus. Kirby.
Oh, Star Tropics!
Yeah. Punch-Out. Pac-Man. Ninja Gaiden. Mega Man. Metroid. All three Marios.
Yeah.
And Tecmo Bowl, which... kind of popped me because I love that game.
I don't know. It's $60. You get it's an emulator.
They're not releasing specs, but yes, it's an emulator.
I don't know. It just you could download all that shit for free and
get a $10 USB Nintendo controller off Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
And but have it, a it lot looks of games. Cool.
It looks cool.
This is gonna actually boost Nintendo sales a bunch.
Yeah,
and they need money bad.
Yeah,
so. Smart.
They don't need money bad. They made $2 billion off of fucking Pokemon Go.
Well, that's true. But they're a lot in the hole still.
Well,
yeah.
God damn. Oh,
that's why they had to sell their share of the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, yeah, because, well, they made a lot of money off Pokemon.
Yes,
and speaking of Pokemon...
Oh, I wonder when we're going to get... Yeah.
It has officially killed more people than any other video game in history.
More than Grand Theft Auto. You hear that, Tipper Gore? You cunt.
In real life, it has killed so many people.
Yeah. Because people are dumb.
That's it. And I... Well, and there's this conspiracy theory thing going around that a guy brought up at work that Google... owns it. It's part of the, you know, they use the Google Maps. So you're taking pictures of shit. It's a big NSA.
Yep.
Fucking black. Don't get it. I've got it. I think I've caught like four things.
Really?
In my house.
In your house.
You know what I mean? I haven't gone anywhere and it's all been on my leg, really. It's like, oh, look at that. You know.
All right.
The kids. It's cool for the kids if we're walking through the path that goes through, you know. It's cool for them, I guess.
Yeah.
But we're not taking it too goddamn serious. Yeah. I saw people walking down the street the other night playing it.
Well, did really? You see the video out of Central Park where, like, apparently a legendary Pokemon spawned? And you just see, and it's like a fucking herd of lemmings just all across the street, all into this giant field trying to catch this thing that's. It's not there, folks. It's only on your screen. I've heard of people getting robbed.
People are getting killed.
People are getting killed.
People have found dead bodies.
Yes. People found a naked woman vandalizing a church as they were searching for Pokemon. Here in town, we had a convicted pedophile playing it on the courthouse lawn along with kids around him. He was busted. Should have been executed. Just a lot of wacky shit.
It's a shitty game.
It's brilliant, though. Business-wise.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but, I don't know, grown fucking people. I play video games.
If it makes them happy and they're not falling off of a fucking cliff or getting robbed.
I know, but it just...
I understand.
I do it in the privacy of my own home. If I want to play Counter-Strike, I'm at home. Naked. I'm in my room.
Naked.
Naked, covered in Vaseline.
Except for your hands, because you don't want that on the controller.
Yeah, yeah. And I got, you know, my butt plug and my leather seat.
You got one of those with the tails? Like little raccoon tails?
It's a foxtail. Thank you very much.
You sick fuck.
So yeah, I don't go out. I'm not gonna fucking play Pokemon. God damn it! They're so heavy. Me being a gamer, and I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah, that's. I believe it.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay.
Depressing fucks.
I have a couple music things since Mr. Short's too good to be here.
Faggot.
Joe Perry had a heart attack. During the Hollywood Vampire Show in New York.
Crazy.
Last thing I saw is that he's in stable condition and nobody is allowing him to talk to Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler's called to, you know, check on him and is like, we're not letting you talk to him. And that sounds just really weird.
Because he's probably the one who gave him the heart attack.
Well, no, Steven Tyler's out touring for his new solo album. He was out doing this Johnny Depp weird supergroup thing banned, and the heart said, nah, fuck you. So, last thing I have, Henry Rollins. You know him from Black Flag and the Rollins Band.
I'm a liar.
And I'm a liar. He wrote an article.
Did he?
Yeah. And basically, he summed it up in this. White Americans could not handle what Black Americans go through. I'm sitting here going... You multimillionaire.
Yeah.
That live in your mansion, who get paid thousands upon thousands of dollars to go on, quote, speaking tours. Now, I'm a fan of the music. He's a decent actor.
This coming from the guy from Black Flag.
Yeah. Saying that white Americans couldn't handle what Black Americans go through because, let's see, the justice system don't fuck over white people. White people don't get shot by cops. What? There's no white poverty.
Huh?
There's no racism against whites.
Huh?
Well, if whites can't go through what blacks do, that means none of that happens.
All that happens.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks for playing along.
Sorry, I'm just...
You started to get hot there for a second. Wait, what the fuck? I know.
I've experienced all of that.
Yeah, so have I. So.
When I was in middle school, you remember IOU sweaters?
Yes.
And bum equipment sweaters?
Yes.
My parents never had the money to buy that for me. And I got one for Christmas because my mom worked at a donut shop in New Palestine.
Yep.
It's called Frosty Foods. And they had fake bum equipment sweaters. And my mom bought me one. And I thought that was the coolest thing. I actually was going to be cool. And I still got made fun of because it was a fake one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the money.
Right. Well, that's not real. You of course had it because you're white and you have privilege.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Let me tell you.
All right. Let's get into comic books.
Keep going.
I have a good comic book story. And actually a very good comic book story. And then we're going to get into some shit.
What the fuck is with you in the stories? I mean, I know I really didn't have very much, but you, like, have happy, kind of happy, and then it just...
Yeah, that's just how the week's been.
Falls off a cliff.
Let's get to the good one. DC Comics has announced...
Of course, the good one's DC.
6-issue limited series to launch in October. He-Man, Thundercats crossover.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you? Mum-Ra goes after the Sword of Power in an attempt to defeat Lion-O and the Sword of Omens. This is from the same artist, I believe, that did the Batman Ninja Turtles crossover. So he knows how to do his crossovers. And
yeah.
Yep, I'm all about that. I'm happy about that. Now let's get to Marvel.
Let's get to the shit stories.
Civil War 2, issue number 3.
Yes.
Marvel and Bendis, I'm going to spoil it. If you haven't read it, I'm sure you know what the fuck happens, but... If you want to skip ahead a few minutes, go ahead. They have Hawkeye. Right?
Yes.
Murder Bruce Banner. Shot him in the head with an arrow. Murdered him. Going against everything Marvel has done with the Banner character for the last 18 months since they relaunched Totally Awesome with the new Asian Hulk kid. They've had Bruce be a supporting role character, kind of mentoring him along, but he's held through medication and meditation and video games, and he's learned to keep the Hulk in check.
He couldn't have Hulked out when the arrow hit him?
Apparently it was a special arrow.
Oh, it was a special arrow.
Yeah. The old man in the cave, and it's dangerous to go take this. But apparently the story of Civil War II is that this little Inhuman sees the future, and he saw the Hulk go crazy and kill everybody. So in order to prevent that, you know, precog crime, Minority Report shit, that Hawkeye killed him. Not even a second thought. Which goes against everything the Hawkeye character's been doing for the last years and years and years. So Bendis has completely just fucked up the Marvel Universe. This is going to spin off into two books coming from Civil War. It's The Accused and The Fallen. It's going to be Hawkeye's trial for murder. He will be prosecuted by Matt Murdock, Daredevil. So, I don't understand.
Insanity, really, Hawkeye.
Plead Bendis. It's like Marvel is actively trying to disassociate and anger the hardcore fans. And I know I have, you know, the conspiracy theory is that, and I believe it, that Disney has told Marvel, since Disney owns, that your comic books, storyline wise, are pretty much irrelevant. You are a feeder system for movies. Movies make the money. Marvel Comics is now just the feeder system. You're the script writers, the outline writers for scripts for movies, basically, is what it's coming down to. So, yeah. So,
wow.
Bruce Banner, it's been around for 50 years, at least. 60 years, maybe?
60.
Yeah, dead. And this is one of those, and Bendis says there's, you know, they're not bringing him back. This is not any of that. So, yeah.
I'm gonna have to pick up that comic.
I'm done with Marvel, which sucks because Marvel has two or three books that I really like. So, but I can't. Yeah. You know. Thank God for the internet.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. PDF that shit.
Yep. Now let's go to DC. Usually I'm very high on DC. I'm a big DC fan, and but this kind of upset me. DC hired artist Frank Cho to do variant covers for Wonder Woman. They hired a bunch of artists to do variant covers for all their books. Like, I think Neil Adams was doing, like, a Batman one here or there and stuff like that. But Cho was chosen to do Wonder Woman because he draws beautiful women, right? He's the one that was doing all the outrage commission stuff at conventions.
Yeah.
Okay. He's done three so far since Rebirth relaunched. He's walking away from the job due to a conflict with writer Greg Rucka, which sucks because I like some of Rucka's stuff. He wrote No Man's Land for Batman. Quote, Greg Rucka thought my Wonder Woman number 3 cover was vulgar and showed too much skin and has been spearheading censorship, which is baffling since my Wonder Woman image is on model and shows the same amount of skin as the interior art, and it's a variant cover, and he should have no editorial control over it, but he does. What the fuck? I tried to play nice, not rock the boat, and do my best on the covers, but Greg's weird political agenda against me and my art has made that job impossible. Wonder Woman was the only reason I came over to DC Comics. To DC's credit, especially Matt Chiarello, who's the art director, they have been very accommodating, but they are caught between a rock and a hard place. I just want to be left alone and do my Wonder Woman variant covers in peace, but Greg Rucka is in a hostile power trip and causing unnecessary friction over variant covers. Now, I'm going to show Vince the covers. And there's a cover for one, two, and three. That's not...
That looks like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's...
No, I mean, that's... It's... That's the Wonder Woman...
We know. There's, you know, there's not a boob hanging out. There's... She's in her Wonder Woman outfit. It's, you know...
I don't...
It's not vulgar. It's not... Nothing like this.
I don't get it.
I don't either, but apparently Greg Rucka was not happy, and somehow he has art control, being that he's just a writer.
It's it, okay.
But yeah, so Frank Cho, I mean, the art's beautiful. You know.
That's... I don't see any... I
don't see any issue with it, problem with it, but apparently Greg Rucka does, and... Cho has chosen to walk away from the job. This was the only reason he went to DC. They had been trying to get him over there for years, and he's like, no, I don't want to. I just want to do Liberty Meadows and my own thing. And so, yeah, so Greg Rucka fucked this up.
Good job.
We talked about, or you talked about last week, old Riri getting the Iron Man gimmick.
Yes.
Right? I don't have the picture anymore, but we're getting another Iron Man. This is the infamous Iron Man, and this now makes sense with that Marvel Now cover. Remember the two teams with the divide?
Yeah.
Who was holding the Iron Man helmet? Do you remember?
Dr. Doom.
Yes, it was. Dr. Doom will be the infamous Iron Man in a complete silver and gray, or silver and green mat with a hood. Looks Doomish.
Iron Man helmet.
Iron Man suit. He's in a complete suit. So...
Yay. We're getting
female empowerment, Black Lives, Iron Man, and we're getting fucking Dr. Doom as Dr. Doom.
Crazy white guy empowerment.
Yeah.
Because white people are
evil.
Bad.
So, yeah.
Yay.
That's all I got for this week for news and stuff like that.
That's fantastic because that's depressing as shit.
We have a shit ton of listener questions because somebody... by the name of Mr. Short. I'm going to put it on him.
Not you.
That didn't know where the thread was in the Facebook group that he's obviously posted in a few times to find the questions for last week.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't...
He even said that he put a thing on there and he was told it's in the other thread. And he still couldn't find it.
Fucking retard. I don't even have Facebook.
I know. Oh, what was Song of the Week last week? Because we had no winner.
Nobody, I stumped him!
You stumped
What's
him.
What's our Song of the Week this week?
We will talk about that because I have it, and it is difficult. But what was the one for last week?
It was a song by, originally, Dead Moon did it.
Okay.
But I wanted the cover.
Right.
Who covered it, and that was Nigel Peppercock.
I just love hearing you say that name.
5440 or Fight.
Right.
From what I read, was the original Oregon Latitude, Longitude.
Right.
It was the land divide, and that's where, you know, they were trying to keep their land.
Yeah.
And they'd fight to keep Oregon. So
that's why you picked that.
Yeah. Which is funny, you know, Nigel Peppercock.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome song, so.
Absolutely. But since nobody got it last week, there is no note prize this
you
week.
You suck ass motherfuckers.
All right. But this week.
Did you go easy?
No. Here's what I want for this week. The name of the song, which will be easy. But it is I want to know who did the cover, this version, and from what movie. This is difficult. I am not going to lie. I said, fuck it, my first week back, let's challenge them. And no Googling it, Roboto.
Yeah, or using your Verizon app to...
Yeah, but okay, so here is your song of the week. Good luck.
Disagree. Hey, it's Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Newman, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back. Oh, top 10. Let's do top 10 this week here. Listener suggested top 10 life events you want Morgan Freeman to narrate.
Was that Tony?
No, it was Cousin.
Oh, sounds like a Tony question.
No, then it would be top 10 dicks you've seen. So, what's your number 10 there?
Waking up.
Just, not bad, yeah. My number 10, I would like to have Morgan Freeman narrate the thoughts of Skeets. Number 9.
Taking a shower.
Yours are kind of just going to be basic, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm a simple guy.
I would like to have Morgan Freeman narrate the time I got paid to injure an opposing player playing football. I figure it would be NFL film style, you know, with the complete Green Bay Packer music in the background and the whole good thing.
Sure.
Number 8.
Driving.
Morgan Freeman is your GPS?
Yes. Yeah.
My number 8, various Walmart incidents. Just, yeah.
Well, that goes with my number 7, at work.
At work, yeah. My number 7 is the time in high school where I found out if a beer bottle would fit in a very uncomfortable place in the girl I was dating.
Did it?
Yes, it did!
Was it a 40?
No, God, no. I'm not sticking my head in there yodeling or nothing. But yeah, it fit! So,
wow.
Number 6.
Cleaning the house.
My number 6, the first home run I hit in Little League. Number 5.
Buying a house. Yeah. Signing all the paperwork.
Yeah.
Poor Andy Dufresne.
Signing his life away. My number 5, the time that Dan, Timmy, and I did a Dukes of Hazzard jump in his truck. I ended up squashing my own balls after your brother almost broke his neck on the top of the truck.
Yeah.
Because he is part lurch.
That little Ranger, though.
Yeah, that's true. No, this was in Timmy's truck.
Oh!
Not the one he had But the one before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we were going putt-putt or something like that.
Dummies.
Yeah. He knew where he was going. We didn't. Number four.
Doing my top 10.
Nice. That way we can get him on the show.
That's right.
My number four, the time Mr. Short, Timmy, and I went to our first comic convention and all the weird things we saw, like toothless poison ivy.
I'm glad I didn't go to that.
No, it would have scarred you forever.
Yeah, I'm not into that kind of thing. Let's see.
Number three.
Mowing.
Mowing.
On my riding lawnmower.
You're a simple man.
I am simple.
That is true.
I left my helmet at home, though.
My number three is a more current event that happened. I would like to have Morgan Freeman narrate the time that on my way home from my trip that a white trash woman offered to blow me at a gas station for $5 so she could get a pack of smokes. Yes, that happened just this last weekend.
Where at?
Salem.
No shit.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Imagine. Yeah, that was frightening.
You just give her the $5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, here you go. I don't need the whatever the fuck you got.
Was she nasty?
Oh, God. Meth is bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bad, bad thing. Yeah. What's your number two?
Pooping.
Of course it is. I honestly thought that would probably be your number one.
No, I went sappy with my number
one. All right. My number two is a future event. But I want Morgan Freeman to narrate when the Chicago Cubs win the World Series and the madness that will ensue. Hopefully this year. What's your number one?
Birth of my kids.
Oh, that's a... sappy. My number one, another future event. I would like Morgan Freeman to narrate my future escape from a FEMA camp, Shawshank style.
You ain't gonna fit in that pipe, motherfucker.
Depends on the pipe. All right. So, that was our top 10. Our fan cast this week, Dukes of Hazzard, the General League, the narrator, Uncle Jesse, Bo Duke, Luke Duke, Daisy Duke, Cooter Boss Hog, Roscoe P. Coltrane, and Enos.
Enos the penis.
That's right. What's your General League?
A 2016 Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat.
Nice. Of course, it's got to be the orange.
Oh, yeah.
With the flag.
Fucking A. Put that goddamn flag on there. And a noose.
Noose from the fucking rear view.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. And lightning bolts, man. SS all over that fucking thing.
My General League. A 71 Plymouth Hemi Cuda. Something's got to have the power to make the jumps. All right. Who's your narrator?
Hank 3.
That's brilliant. I love it. That's great. My narrator, Sam Elliott.
Oh, that's good, too. Yeah,
I needed that deep, Waylon Jennings voice, but yeah. Okay, that takes us to Uncle Jesse.
Willie Nelson.
Oh,
that's
it.
Him.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even think of fucking Willie. That's really good. I went with... Oh, shit, that's wrong.
Oh, shit, that is wrong.
I clicked the wrong thing.
Wrong.
I went with Mark Boone Jr., who you know from... he was Bobby on Sons of Anarchy. He just kind of has that Uncle Jesse look to him.
What else has he been in?
Memento, Batman Begins.
Was he Bullock on the Batman, Tim no. Burton?
Oh, he might have been. He's been on Last Man on Earth. Let's see. Sons of Anarchy Forever. And then a bunch of guest spots. He was a voice on Tron Uprising. Mostly from Sons of Anarchy, I think, where most people know him from. So, but that's my Uncle Jesse. So, all right, that takes us to Bo Duke.
My turn?
Yep.
Jared Padalecki.
Of course it is.
Shut the fuck up.
And I know who your Luke Duke is going to be, too.
I hate you. Is it a black guy?
No.
Oh.
Mine is... Well, that didn't work.
That guy?
No.
Did you spell it wrong?
Probably. Jesse Plemons is my pick. No, yeah, it is that guy. Okay. Oh, yeah, I spelled it wrong because I'm a douche.
You dumbass.
Fuck it. He's been in... What has he been in? He's a weird redheaded looking kid. He's in Black Mass, Battleship, Bridges... Fargo. probably what most people know him from. Olive Kittredge, Breaking Bad. He was Todd on Breaking Bad. So, okay, that okay. takes us to Luke Duke,
Jensen Ackles.
So, of course,
those two are inseparable.
It's a good.
They need to get married.
Yeah, I could see that.
Charlie McDermott.
Charlie McDermott is my pick. You know him as Axel from The Middle.
That's him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, man.
That is my Luke Duke.
That's him.
Who's your Daisy Duke?
Minka Kelly.
Ooh. That's a very nice pick. I went with Ariel Winter.
I see that, too.
Just the shorts and...
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Indeed. All right. Cooter.
Willie Ames.
You're fucking putting Bible Man is.
Why not? Why not? What?
Scott Baio better be your boss hog. That's all I'm saying right now.
No, but it'd be awesome. Or Roscoe.
My Cooter is, of course, the Wahlberg.
Really?
Yeah.
We can't go one fucking weekend without Mark goddamn Calvin Klein.
Marky
Scrunchy
Mark.
Bulgers, Marky Mark right. Wahlberg.
That's right. Asshole. All right. Boss Hogg.
Fat Val Kilmer.
Ooh, that's good. Honestly, I thought you were going to go with Danny DeVito.
Oh, that's good, too.
Mine's a little different. I didn't go fat. My last three, quote, bad guys, a great trifecta. My Boss Hogg, Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
So, that's... I know he's not fat, but...
God, Danny DeVito. I didn't even think of Danny DeVito. Yeah. He looks just like him.
All right, Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Jerry Trainer.
I love it. I got Chris Pratt.
As
the absent-minded sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your Enos?
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
The motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or McLovin, whichever
McLovin,
way you
yeah.
want to go. I went with Tyler Labine because a trifecta of Christopher Lloyd, Chris Pratt, and Tyler Labine just sells. That's money right there.
Yeah, so. That's straight money.
All right, that was our fan casting of the Dukes of Hazzard. Listener question time. We're going to start with the ones from last week. Vince?
Yes?
Why is Obama so great?
Because he's magical. But just because he's magical doesn't mean he's not real. Okay.
I disagree with this because the actual reason why Obama is great, because he is leaving. That is the great part. He's almost gone.
And he's lucky.
He is a very lucky motherfucker. Yeah.
He's lucky because, yeah. I mean, I can't get into it on the show. That's bad.
He found a woman, or he found a trap that actually passes as a woman. I mean, yeah.
He found some sort of magical force field to keep flying projectiles from hitting him. Because that's...
you mean called white secret service agents?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just...
Yeah.
Man.
All right, next question. How much of a lead will Hillary have when she wins? I believe the correct answer to this is it depends on how many dead people vote Democrat.
It'll be a couple of points. It'll be close.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to win. Of course she is.
Well, we're fucked.
There's going to be blood in the fucking streets.
Yeah. Yep. Next question. Why are more minorities on food stamps?
I don't think there are.
I don't either. I think it's mostly white people that I know.
Yeah, I think the percentage, it's mostly whites.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show, you know, how poor...
Some white people are, but that's not real.
it's about money.
I know. Green's the only color that really matters.
It really is, and that's... I don't know, man.
All right, next question. Vince?
Yes?
I don't know much about the WNBA. Can you give me a brief history of the organization?
Who the fuck is asking these questions? Is this Rev?
No. And tell me why it doesn't get the exposure and credit that this superior sport deserves.
You told people to fuck with me, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
God damn it. Oh.
So we need a brief history and rundown of the WNBA. Which, if you gamble on the WNBA... You have a gambling addiction. I would like to put that right.
The WNBA started in the early I would say 900 BC, when the men would go out foraging for roots and whatnot, and the women didn't have proper abortion back then, so the babies, they would just like bind up,
oh my God,
and sinew, and make a ball, and that's how they started playing.
I'm just going to the next question. Why is it that most government statistics show that women are better drivers than men?
There's less women drivers on the road.
So the numbers are higher. Okay.
Now, and that, swear to God, in Driver's Ed,
yeah,
there was an insurance guy there explaining, you know, what was what. And he said, and women are statistically better drivers than men. And all the girls were like, woo, you know, like they do.
Right.
And he said, but it's not for that reason. He said, statistically, there are more men drivers. So the number is going to be higher.
Excuse the numbers.
Yes.
All right. Next question. Vince, who do you admire more? Richard Simmons or Caitlyn Jenner? And who would you want to trade lives with?
Richard Simmons.
Absolutely. Unless I get to trade lives with Caitlyn Jenner and do a complete murder-suicide to that whole family. That is...
Or I'd go back far enough, back in the 70s. Then I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because then I could be, you know, getting as much pussy as I want.
That's true.
Because, you know, you're Bruce fucking Jenner.
Yeah. Vince, what's the first thing that you would do if a well-oiled midget came into your possession?
I'm going to have to pass on this. This isn't my... No, we're going to have to get Dan in on this one.
This would be your brother's question.
That's a...
Well, first of all, he would try to lasso that son of a bitch. Have you ever seen hog wrestling or Rocky trying to catch a chicken?
the deaf grease guy.
You got to catch me. Exactly what it would be.
Oh, shit.
Vince, do you keep your hood and robe in a footlocker under your bed, or you just hang it up in the closet?
I wear it out. I'm proud. I don't care.
You don't hide it in a footlocker, because then it gets creases. You have to have it hung up.
The clan.
Dry cleaned.
What clan? There ain't no clan anymore.
There is. It's just Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, no shit.
What event would you like to see added to the Rio Olympics, and what event would you take away? I would add mosquito swatting.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
I don't know.
All of them. I take all the events away. Nobody, like...
Naked female wrestling, I think, needed to be added.
Why isn't anyone saying, look, this is a safety issue, this is a health issue?
A lot of the golfers are. And they're like, no, fuck you. I know number one and number two in the world are like, no, we're not going there. Fuck you. Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
They could play Shekinah down the road and be better off than playing it fucking...
Yeah.
Fuck.
Vince, Rainbow Bright or Rainbow Dash?
Rainbow Bright.
Okay. The studio is burning down, and you can only save one. Who do you save? Me, Short, or Skeets?
Skeets.
Absolutely.
He's the lightest.
Oh, so... Oh, it's a... fat joke.
It is. You're going to be fucked, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you roll your ass out that window right there.
Well, I'm fucked.
Yes, you are fucked.
All right, what do you think about Iron Man being a 15-year-old black woman?
It sucks.
Absolutely. It doesn't make sense. Marvel is trying to throw diversity to just say they're diversity. They're not building...
Oh, you mean like the Ghostbusters movie?
Absolutely. You know what would have been good? Create the new character. Don't have her... Well, she's going to be the new Iron Man. No. Have her just be her own character and do her own thing and make a suit or this and that. Not,
or if
we're going to plug and play you to this fucking character.
Or if she got the suit.
Yeah.
The original suit, right. Somehow, and then became somebody else.
I could see that. That would work.
Right.
I'm telling you, I haven't read the end of Civil War. I think Tony Stark dies. I think that's going to be the last thing, and they just kill him off. I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and they're going to kill fucking... Hawkeye's gone, probably, because
he's
done fucked up.
Well, Hawkeye's going to go to jail,
yep. Bruce Banner's gone.
Yep. Hawkeye's going to be next, and... Yeah. Fucking Marvel. Favorite retro video game system and favorite game for said system?
Damn.
I would say Super NES for me, and it's probably Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah. I mean, I played hours on that fucking game.
I like the NES.
Yeah.
I think that one of my favorite games was Star Tropics.
Yep.
And it is going to be on that. So, Star Tropics is, damn.
Yeah. Or what was the shooter game I played for? It was in NES or Super NES? Gradius?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Or Yard? No, not Yard's Revenge. That's Atari. But, yeah. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Cop.
I want to be a professional wrestler.
I want to be a police officer.
How's that working out for you?
Fuck that.
Yeah.
A white cop? You kidding me?
Yeah. What would be your ultimate celebrity death match, and how would the match go?
With as much blood as possible.
Yes. But who would it be?
I don't know. Some heavy name. Taylor Swift, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, somebody big. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would... Let's see. Let's do a tag team. Let's do Kim and Kanye. Oh, Kim and Kanye versus Jay-Z and Beyonce. Everybody dies. The whole stadium just fucking falls in on them.
Yeah.
After brutality. There you go. Figure that out.
That's beautiful.
Vince, what did you think when Oprah left her talk show and started her own network? And what is your favorite show on the Oprah Winfrey Network? What did I think when she left her show?
I didn't care.
Bitch, you're leaving a lot of money. For one.
Man.
Favorite show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Which was the one where Lindsay Lohan's titties were flopping around?
Why? How come you know this?
Because Lindsay Lohan's titties flopping around. I know that. But whichever one that one had.
Wow. Kudos to whoever wrote that fucking question. I think God, that was my cousin, damn. Too. Wow.
I think that's it for last week's questions. Let's get into this week's.
Oh.
Terrible bastard. What do you think of Mike Pence being chosen as Trump's running mate?
I have no comment.
Vince cannot comment on this one. There's a lot of things Vince says, obviously, but Vince cannot actually comment on the Mike Pence question.
I can.
And I can say that it's Trump trying to solidify the conservative base and reach across to Christian conservatives. That's why he chose Pence. I don't know if they're going to win, but...
I knew.
You think Hillary's going to choose Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, yeah.
Those vice presidential debates will be great. Pence will fucking slaughter her, but, you know, it'll come out against women, so... All right.
Well, if you're going to do it, he ought to just rape her right in the face. Gouge her eyes out and skull fuck her right there, right in front of everybody. I'd vote for him then.
I'm sure you would. You might be voting for him anyway, whether you like it or not.
Oh, I'm voting for him.
I know. What are your top three Pixar movies?
Oh, God.
I'm going to go Toy Story 2. Toy Story 1 or 2.
2. I like 2 because it's the least unhappy.
Yes. 3, fuck that. I'm going to go Monsters, Inc. And I'm going to go Up.
If you can get past the first part of Up.
Yeah. If you can get past that, yeah, without sobbing.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably.
Yeah.
But I think those are... Good Dinosaur was DreamWorks. That was not Pixar, right?
I hadn't seen it anyway.
Good Dinosaur is really good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Was it unhappy? Was it sad?
You'll cry at the end, yeah.
Fuck! Does a meteor hit?
No.
That's too bad.
They leave it open for a sequel. So... what are some of your favorite duets? This person comes in and says they have a bunch, but all-time favorite goes to Lita Ford and Ozzy with Close My Eyes Forever. That's a good one. Man, best duet.
Patti Smith and Don Henley.
Oh, that was a... shit. They did a song together.
Yeah, I know. I can't think... I can hear it in my head.
Yeah.
Sometimes love isn't enough.
Yes. I'm going to go...
I had to sing the song in my head.
I'm going to go Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Mac or PC?
PC.
I'm going to say PC even though all the only thing we ever had in school growing up was Macs.
They're all PC now. It's all Intel.
Yeah.
It's a fucking PC. It's like the old school Macs with the PowerPC processor. We were just talking about that yesterday.
That's what I grew up using.
Yeah, so, the old school.
Where floppy disks were fucking 3.5 by... Not three... Not
five and a half.
They were 5.5. So yeah, yeah, they were actually flopped in your hand.
Not 3.25.
That's how you played Oregon Trail. I'm going to let Vince look over this one because it's a long question. And I can...
Oh, fuck. Is this goddamn Roboto?
Who else is going to send in a fucking Styx question?
God.
So as Vince looks over this question, it is quite long.
You going to read it?
No. He said just skim through it because he wrote a ton.
Okay. You do what you need to do.
I will tell you the next week's top 10 list while he's looking over this question. Next week's list and casting will be... Now, I have to pull it up here. We are going to do... We're going to decide on our top 10 will either be bad songs to play at a wedding or biopics that we want to see with the actor starring. Our fan cast for next week will be Cheers. So, send in your suggestions. I will post it in the Facebook group as well once we decide on which top 10 we're going to do. And... So I think Cheers would be a good one for the people to try to do. You done reading yet, goddammit?
Yes.
All right, what's your answer?
Tommy Shaw is a hypocrite.
Okay. One person understands that fucking answer. All right.
And it's going to make an awesome sound drop for everybody else. Just a random...
Hypocrite.
Tommy Shaw is a hypocrite.
Yeah. All right. Neither... Mobile or emulators are an option for this question. What are your favorite handheld game systems? Is, was battery consumption a factor in your choice? Selection of games available at the time? He picks the Game Boy and 3DS line. Battery life was important for long car trips. And Nintendo, there was always a good... So what was your favorite handheld?
I like the DS.
Yeah?
The DS wasn't bad. The first PlayStation... Fuck, what was it called?
PSP?
Yeah, the PSP. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad either, yeah. But I like the DS and... Okay. What do you make of all the Pokemon Go madness from people getting hurt to robbed and everything? We already talked about that.
It's fucking retarded.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it! Now we're getting into the hard questions. What are your thoughts on the attack in Nice? This was in France. This is where Durka Muhammad Jihad...
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
He was not... How dare you say that that brown bastard was Islamic with a name like Ahmed?
Because I understand facts.
Oh. Well, fuck you. In my
truthful facts.
You cisgendered, white, privileged male.
Absolutely. But, yeah, this is where this horrible bastard... drove a truck into the fucking Bastille Day. People were there to watch fireworks, and they had just ended, and he murdered 100... It was like almost 100 people, almost another 100 injured.
Oh, did they up it? I thought it was like 80 dead.
Yeah, something like that. Just... God damn it. France, again.
They don't care. Did you see...
Third attack in 18 months?
The Bataclan?
Yeah.
Did you see that they released what happened?
No.
Like they said, yeah, people got shot. People died.
Ta-da. Right.
They castrated the ones that they killed.
I heard they
and
tortured
shoved it
people.
Down their throats, and yeah. then they raped women with knives and shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
These are the people that are trying to end the world. Period. It's either we fight against them or the world ends.
See, the cycle is, it's always this. An Islamic guy does something bad.
Yes.
Right?
Hmm?
Yeah, it was Islam. Nobody believes it's Islam. And then all his friends say, we don't know why he did it, Durka Muhammad Jihad. And then it happens again. And then the cycle just keeps repeating, and right. you got the government saying, it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, I said it was like Harry Potter, where they kept talking bad about Voldemort. You can't say Voldemort's name, you know?
Right.
Because it's not happening. It's right. not Voldemort, yeah. even though it's fucking Voldemort.
That's the boogeyman.
This is what, I swear to God, we're going through Harry Potter, the fifth book or whatever. Is it the fifth book?
I don't know.
They're like freaking out?
Probably.
It's not Voldemort.
It's not Voldemort.
And Voldemort's sitting there like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not me. Durka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thoughts on the attempted coup in Turkey? I have a conspiracy theory on this.
Spit it out.
The president did it himself.
Did he?
I think so. Because normally, in any coup I've ever seen, and I am a fan of history, so I kind of watch these things, the entire military goes after. In this, it was just like a few hundred of the entire military. What I think it was is this president did this because he wants even more power in the country. So now he's going to push out his political rivals because, well, they're the ones that tried to take over the country. And one, in any coup that I've ever seen as well, not only is it the entire military, but all your government officials are the first ones to be rounded up. Not allow him to get out of the country and then make a triumphant return to, you know, tell the people to go into the streets and fight back. And something's fishy. So, I don't know. That's just fucked up. And last question for this week. What do you guys think about all the Black Lives Matter crap that has went on, including the guy in Indy that shot up the cop's car and house? Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
This...
either it's really... it's not really going on too much here. Or they're keeping it covered up really, really well.
Well, Black Expo's this weekend. Or has been going on.
I haven't heard anything on the news about it.
I haven't either. It's been quiet. Really weirdly quiet.
Yeah.
This fucking Indy that shot 17 times into the car, into the cop's car and house as the cop and his family were inside sleeping, said that it was because the cop was white and he was a cop, and because Black Lives Matter. Our prosecutor here is a pussy and apparently will not charge this guy with attempted murder. He should be charged with 3 counts of attempted murder. That's how many people were in the house. Will not charge him with that. He's just getting him for assault with a weapon. He could get 18 years max.
But I'm not going to keep him in jail. They don't have enough room to keep people.
I know. And if I was an IMPD cop, I would be extremely pissed off about that. I have...
bring Brissy back.
A bunch of these things here that were sent in. Missouri man shot dead after by an officer after a break-in during a Black Lives Matter dispute. This black guy and this white cop were arguing on Facebook, so the black guy showed up his house, tried to break in, the cop shot him dead.
Sweet.
So it's coming to people's houses now. Next thing I have sent in was the first Miss Black Alabama calls the Black Lives Matter Dallas cop killer a martyr.
Yeah, and then she got...
so, yeah. So she said that, you know, what he did was good. Black Lives Matter to receive award from the city of Toronto after they disrupted the gay pride thing that you talked about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to receive an award to be honored for inspirational leadership, bravery, and, quote, new vision of responding to inequities experienced by black people of African and Caribbean origin in Toronto.
Fucking Toronto.
I don't understand that at all. They just disrupted your gay parade horribly.
Toronto.
I know. Next thing I have here is the editor of Ebony Magazine that said hate crimes can't be committed against white people or cops because they are the oppressors, and apparently racism only works one way.
I don't see any black people working in the fields with chains on.
No.
You know what I mean? I don't see any of that shit. How were we oppressing you?
This one was... more than 100 people were arrested and 21 officers injured after protesters brought I-94 to a screeching halt. There was a St. Paul.
Yeah.
Minneapolis-St. Paul. One of the cops suffered a severe spinal injury with a broken back after he was hit in the head with a giant chunk of concrete that was thrown. Yeah.
I think it's time to start playing Cowboys and Niggers.
They were arrested for public nuisance and unlawful assembly during an incident. This was 4 a.m. blocking the highway. Remember the last time protesters blocked a highway? If anybody wants to go back and Google the name Reginald Denny, black people ripped the white trucker out of his cab of his car during the L.A. riots and then bashed him in the head with a cinder block.
Yeah.
And this last one really pissed me off the other day. I got sent to me. Black Lives Matter protesters disrupt a 100-year-old Navy veterans award ceremony.
Shit. Boy, they'd be arresting me for a fucking hate crime.
Dario Rasquillo, a 100-year-old Navy veteran, was preparing to receive a slew of medals from his senator in Oregon on Saturday to recognize his military service. But just moments into the speech, more than 100 protesters burst into the meeting chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot, and I can't breathe." Protesters pressed on for 15 minutes until the senator was able to settle the crowd. He presented the 100-year-old man with an array of medals and a flag flown over the Capitol. But then the protest began again, cutting into the acceptance speech by this 100-year-old Navy veteran. This time they demanded an end to the war in Iraq. The veteran quickly broke through the noise, saying, "Give me a chance, at least show a little respect for this occasion." The audience finally quieted, and he was able to end his short speech, telling the crowd, "God bless America, and you people that are here for a cause, whatever it might be, show a little respect for the senator." The Oregon Democrat concluded with a comment directed to the protesters, "One of the reasons that we can come here today and be heard and express our views is because of veterans like this man." The point was fast ignored. Before the veteran could even sit down, the protesters broke out again, telling the room, "For 4.5 minutes, we are going to take time to pay respect to everybody that has been killed by police in this nation." The shouting ramped up, and the meeting was officially called off. I think the symbolism of having a 100-year-old veteran who fought so gallantly for those who disagree with government policies and want to exercise their First Amendment rights could be heard. That's what made today so poignant, the senator said. So, piss off, you stupid niggers.
It's time to start playing cowboys and niggers.
There's a point.
For real.
There's a point. Yes, you can protest.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
You don't do shit like that. So,
that dude has seen some shit.
You imagine how many people he's probably killed.
That guy has...
Born 1916, into World War I, obviously fought World War II.
Lived through the ending of the Depression.
Lived through the Depression. Completely.
Well, yeah.
And that man has seen more shit than all of these little black pissant groups that want to protest and shit could even hardly imagine.
I can't even... Yeah, lived through the Depression.
Yeah. Lived through... Fought World War II. Fought Korea. Fought Vietnam. And they want to fucking do this type of shit.
Oh, yeah, they'd be arresting my ass. I'd grab a fucking...
closest near object.
I would grab a fire extinguisher off the wall and start spraying motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. They'd be blinded.
It would be bad.
It would be bad. How many
months have we said this? That it's going to get worse.
They are poking an angry fucking giant. They're
And the government's doing it.
I know they are.
The government is backing this Black Lives Matter stuff. And it's what they want. People don't understand. This is what the government wants. If they can get a race war, then the government can swoop in and crack down hard.
Either they want it to crack down, or they want it to get rid of black people. Because
they're pawns.
They're pawns.
I think to the government, black people are just, this whole thing's just pawns.
Yeah. Because what are you to this country on the whole?
Tax revenue.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
So I think they think if we can piss the white people off enough that maybe they'll do something. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to worry about this class. But I think it's going to blow up in their face. With whatever way they go, it's going to blow up.
Yeah. This is... it's Saul Alinsky tactics. It's called top down or bottom up, top down. You anger the people at the bottom. You cause conflict, and then the top, which is the government, comes down and, you know, crushes. That's how it's always worked. And that's what they're doing here. People just don't see it, and we've told you for months that it's going to get bad, and it seems like every fucking week it gets worse. Now they're shooting cops, snipers fucking taking out cops. You got cops getting shot at their own home, people breaking into, getting in arguments on fucking Facebook, breaking into their homes, getting killed, because that's what they fucking deserve. You break into somebody's house. And the majority of what you hear on the news is, "Oh, look, Pokemon. not, hey, your fucking world's on fire. Wake the fuck up. But it's going to get worse, and I don't know where it can go from here besides military. What's the conspiracy theory that before the election, Obama will declare martial law and therefore remain president?
Yeah. It's coming.
That is looking... that's like tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, but man...
He can, though.
He can. It's in the law. Not that he fucking cares about the law, but... Man, it's worse every week and every week. And we tell you, you know, get ready. Whatever you think that means. If it means, you know, stocking up on guns and ammo or food and water... Google fucking Venezuela right now. You have medium high income people eating out of garbage cans because there's no food.
Yeah.
Their whole country's collapsed due to socialism and all this garbage. So it's bad. It's bad and it's going to get worse. But
get your ammo, people.
I don't know. What do you think? You think that's a show?
I think that's a show. I think I'm going to go home and dig a hole. Put all my shit in it.
Oh. Well, just don't tell them where the hole is.
I just said I'm going to go home and dig a hole. I done fucked up.
Yeah, you done fucked up. All right. Our email is inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. Please send in your thoughts, suggestions, hate mail. Good mail. We'll take good mail. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. We have our Facebook group as well. Go ahead and join. That's where a majority of our stuff gets posted. We are on Twitter, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@fetalbliss.
I did submit the show to iHeartRadio. but don't look for it on iHeartRadio, because apparently if you say...
Nigger.
That, or anything really explicit, they... Like, can it so
but like I'm, Hillary's a cunt,
yeah, like that. Oh, so I doubt we'll be on there, but we are on all your normal iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. I think that's it. So the main ones, you know how to find us.
Yeah.
Like I said, next week we're gonna cast Cheers, and we're either gonna do top 10 songs to not play at a wedding or
the vinyls.
And I have to find a new number one.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
Or we could either do that or biopics we want to see in the actor in the lead. So either one of those, we'll decide. Probably be wedding songs. So. All right. Oh, fuck. Did we crash? No, we didn't crash. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For Vince, I'm Justin, and for Skeets, who's... I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Looking at his ball sack.
Absolutely. We will talk to everybody next week.
Assalamu alaikum.
I still hate the Lakers, too.